Okay, well, thank you all for coming. We're quite surprised. It's a packed room, so this is really great. I'm here to talk to you today a little bit about the strategies for policy and systems change that we're using in California to support the integration of community health workers. I want to start off with our big goals. I think it's really important that we stay focused on the fact that we are trying to impact health through prevention, reduce health equity, and expand the evidence base for local policy. Throughout this presentation, I'm going to start a little bit with a little bit of background about our counties. In California, if you've seen one CTG, you've not seen them all. They're very different. Tell you a little bit about the research for our project, how we are implementing, where we are today, and where we hope we're going to be in the future. So here's just a quick snapshot of community transformation grants in California. The map on the left depicts the funding that we've received as a state, so we're really fortunate. We have large county implementation sites depicted in the blue. We have capacity building sites depicted in, capacity is blue, the implementation sites are purple, and then the yellow and green represent the small rest of state counties, and those are the ones that I'm going to focus on. So for our particular award, it was awarded to Public Health Institute, and Public Health Institute has subgranted to 12 local county public health departments, and those counties are in the green. They go all the way from the north in Siskiyou County down to the southernmost point in Imperial County. And just because California doesn't look like LA and San Francisco everywhere, I wanted to put some pictures up to show up in the north, it looks very similar, like probably many of the areas throughout your state. We do have many, many pockets of rural counties with many miles between population centers. So where are we now? With clinical community linkages, which is the strategic direction that I'm going to focus on, I should also say that our 12 counties are working in all four strategic directions. So they are doing smoke-free multi-unit housing, they're reducing access to sugary beverages, they're doing clinical community linkages work, and they're also doing safe routes to school. When we picked the 12 counties, it was a tough pick because there was different capacity in all of the different strategic directions, as you can well imagine. Clinical community linkages probably had the least capacity amongst our 12 health departments. So we had to do a lot of education and a lot of training. Where we are now in our 12 counties and where we started with our CTG work was that health pretty much took place inside the exam room. But we also knew that the physicians were aware that health had already been irrevocably compromised by factors that they as physicians were ill-equipped to address. Unfortunately, that was the heaviest lift for us with our CTG work. We all know that the stats that have been shared about health literacy and how that impacts the healthcare quality that our patients are receiving. For a primary care physician to do all of the recommended preventative care screenings, it would take about 21.7 hours in a day per patient. It's not going to happen. They receive about 55% of the recommended chronic and preventive services, and even more so, there are health literacy problems. Nearly half of all adult Americans have difficulty understanding and using the health information that's shared. That was probably one of the biggest factors for us in deciding that we needed to figure out how we could incorporate community health workers into this clinical community linkages link. So in our 12 counties, while we had a fairly good sense of what was happening with healthcare, what we didn't know was what was happening within our 12 counties. So one of the first things we had them do is conduct some key informant interviews with their healthcare system. And it was interesting to find out that many of the physicians that were interviewed felt that by providing good preventative care and providing health education, that meant they just kept bringing the patient back time and time again. So we definitely had a starting point. We had a good place to start. The data also gave us another good starting point. We are focused on hypertension, although we also know that diabetes, asthma, and other chronic conditions are very prevalent throughout our 12 counties. But what was most disconcerting to us when we looked at some of the hypertension data, now mind you, this is across the United States, but California as a state doesn't look too very different, and nor do our rural counties. Hypertension is one of our leading risk factors for cardiovascular disease. What's frightening, though, is the percentage of patients who are uncontrolled. These are patients who self-report that their hypertension is uncontrolled, but they also are under medical care and have been prescribed medication. That's scary, and we have no place to go but up. We're very fortunate that team-based care has been recommended through the community guide as an effective measure for controlling hypertension. Also, I think it was in June of 2013, there was an article in JAMA that also looked a little bit closer at what it will take to control hypertension. And in that article, 50% of the control was going to come from medication management, which is good, but that means only 50% will ever be controlled. The other 50% are going to require lifestyle changes. To improve patient outcomes in California, recognizing the benefit of team-based care and a broad-based team treating patients was going to be the way to go. And a team for us includes the community health worker. So what you're looking at here is the chronic care model from Ed Wagner up in Seattle. He was kind of the godfather of the chronic care model. This is one of the, this model is the foundation of the work that we're doing in California. And it's really important because it really begins to shift healthcare from the hospital setting to the primary care setting, which is where it really does need to take place. And it also promotes the shifting of healthcare from within the confines of a clinic to the actual community setting. If we implement the chronic care model effectively, we end up with productive, interactive relationships between both the patient and the physician, and that's important. Our opportunity to influence in our CTG work is in the five blue bubbles at the top that represent work in both the community and the health system sector. We're going to build on public health policy, create supportive environments, strengthen community action, increase self-management skills, and do some system redesign with our CTG work. So here's kind of the evolution of where we are, or a project overview, I should say. I'm going to hit on some of these key milestones throughout the rest of the presentation. Our project is based on evidence-based program delivery. I'm happy to say that I colored that one gold because we're finally done. We're 2 years in, and we finally have a solid foundation across our 12 counties. When I created this slide, I was kind of depressed, and I was looking at it very quizzically, and my husband came up, and he said, well, what's wrong with your slide? And I said, well, that's all we've done is the evidence-based program delivery, and we're 2 years into it. Well, he's a construction guy, and he said, don't worry about it. You spend a lot of time moving dirt around and working underground before you start seeing the building go up. You'll get there. So I have a cheerleader. So anyway, our foundation is based on evidence-based programs. It also requires our local health departments to work directly with their clinics and doing systems change. And when I say clinics, I mean broadly. It could be federally qualified health centers. It could be hospital systems. It runs the gamut, depending on the setting. We are also going to work with community health workers for our 12 small rural counties. Capacity varied greatly with community health workers. The bulk of our counties, our rural counties, didn't even know what a community health worker was or if they even had any in their county. Some of them said, well, we don't have community health workers, but we have outreach workers. So we have a real identity crisis in California. We're hoping through our CTG work we'll correct that. We will elevate the community health worker and integrate them into team-based care. And by the end of this grant, we'll be at the point where our community health workers are not only a part of the healthcare delivery team, but they're also proactive with civic engagement and making some environmental change because we know how greatly the environment influences the health of our community. So let's start with our evidence-based foundation. One of the first things we had to do was provide something for our community health workers to work with the clinics with. It had to be something that was grounded in the evidence. It had to be an intervention that had fidelity. And it had to be evidence-based. So we went to the LORIG model, the Chronic Disease Self-Management Program. It's been around for many, many, many years. The value in this program is that it addressed many chronic health conditions. The reason for that is it focuses on the symptoms of chronic diseases, which are common. Regardless of the chronic disease, the symptom management that individuals have to have is very similar. These are small group workshops. They're taught by trained lay leaders. They're conducted over a six-week period. It's about an hour and a half to 2 hours per session, depending on how animated the group is. It's a scripted curriculum, focuses a lot on brainstorming, goal setting, and action planning. Very different than traditional health education, and we thought that was very important when we think about bringing community health workers into this work. It's not traditional. It's not just information about a disease. It's a lot about skills. It's a lot about techniques, and it's a lot about building self-confidence. We felt that if we could build the self-confidence of community health workers as lay leaders, that that would go a long way towards positioning them to work within a healthcare delivery team. So all of our community health workers have initially been trained to be lay leaders of the Chronic Disease Self-Management Program, and we'll be delivering it in all of our 12 counties. So we now have access to a self-management intervention in rural counties that didn't have it before. And then we get to systems change. This is really, really hard. When we initially were sharing the vision of this project with our counties, there was a lot of pushback on the delivery of an evidence-based intervention as well as systems change. Delivery of an evidence-based intervention because they said, no, we don't do that anymore. We only do environmental policy work. The systems change piece was because we don't work with clinicians. So they didn't know how to work in that environment. But what we did know was that the local health departments are very, very good at convening. They're very, very good at motivating communities and making the changes that need to be made. So we thought that if we could get them to focus on a specific measurable outcome, that they'd be able to do this work. And sure enough, they are. So I'm going to catch up here with my notes. So our local health departments now understand the system within which healthcare is currently provided within their communities. They understand what community resources are available and all the possible links between the healthcare setting and the community setting. They've done this through use of the performance partnership model. This is something that came out of the tobacco cessation program. They're convening community wellness summits. Using the performance partnership model, they end up with an action plan at the end of the day that begins to set the stage for this systems change so they can shift how the resources are connected within the community. The community health workers themselves, California is one of those states that does not have certification of community health workers. We are doing a tremendous heavy lift here. We're fortunate in that we have the job description from the Bureau of Labor and Statistics. We know that we need to work within these three elements on the left, the occupational regulation. We have workforce development work that needs to be done, and we need to figure out how to make this sustainable with some financing. Starting in first quarter of 2014, we'll be convening an advisory group that will be providing recommendations for all 12 of our counties on the core skills and competencies for community health workers. I'm going to skip through that. Civic engagement. This is the final leg of our CTG work. With our civic engagement, we think it's really important that the community health worker they'll mutually reinforce not only the care that's provided in the clinic, but also how the community is built so that they begin living in communities that reinforce health. So we've effectively incorporated key elements of the chronic care model. We have self-management access, we have registries, and we are beginning to get to team-based care. We have foundational, tangible, evidence-based interventions. We've incorporated a community engagement strategy that will be ongoing, throughout the life of this grant. We are beginning to modify systems to enhance recommendations to self-management workshops. Some of them are low-tech, some of them are high-tech. We have some clinics that have already created protocols whereby their patients with chronic disease are recommended to the chronic disease self-management workshops. We also have some counties considering how to do clinics within a clinic where the community health workers will come back and do blood pressure screenings for newly diagnosed patients with high blood pressure. So overall, where do we think we're going to be by 2016? These are some of our objective measures that are included in our grant. The linkages piece is the first piece that we're starting with. What I think is really neat about this is that the counties themselves went far beyond the baselines that we set for, or the initial measures where we hope they would be with clinics linking with community health workers. We also have 50% of our counties working in two of the areas that are recommended for comprehensive community health worker change, and 25% of our counties working to do occupational regulation work. So we're well on our way to where we're going to be by 2016. So where do we want to be in 2016 in all 12 of our rural counties as well as our rest of state counties? We want to have a healthcare delivery system that's focused on team-based care. We want the patient incorporated in that system, and we want to be sure community resources are leveraged, work to the extent possible, so we end up with community wellness. And I couldn't have done this presentation without thanks to my colleagues who are back in California enjoying the sun. Dr. Lily Chaput is housed at the California Department of Public Health. She's a physician with the University of California, Davis. Kate Shane is our evaluator, and we're fortunate that CTG selected this particular strategic direction to do a deep dive in the evaluation side. So we have some outside evaluators from the Center for Community Health and Evaluation that have been fabulous for us. It's also the home of the Ed Wagner model, so I think that helps a little bit. So you'll hear more about us as we begin to fill the gaps about how you use community health workers to link with the clinics.